So for this experiment, we investigated that whether we can increase our spring wheat yield with the addition of copper, zinc, and sulfur in addition to recommended nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium fertilizer. I conducted this field experiment for 2014, 2015, and 2016 growing seasons. So as you can see that I try to see that addition of this 1152O MAP at 45 kg per hectare, sulfur 10 pounds per acre, zinc and copper 1 pounds per acre. And also I try to see that when we are applying this Trichoderma species, this is a kind of root inoculant, and it kind of increase the root ball and root biomass to help that increase the nutrient access. So that I just like to see that whether that's inclusion of or integration of this root inoculation with this micronutrient can increase the yield or not. I conducted this experiment 3 years in the same kind of, same part of the field, and we have this bearded and silty clay loam soils, and all the time previous crop was soybean, and the spring wheat cultivar 2014 was plain, and for 15 and 16 it was fallow. I just like to point out one thing, that we have organic matter high organic matter, 4.7%, and phosphorus is like 19 ppm, and potassium 240 ppm. So this soil is really fertile, if you are thinking about that way. And we have like 1 ppm of copper and zinc, and cation exchange capacity is also high, 26 centimole per kg. So what we saw for 2014 and 15 and 16, first I like to talk about that 2015 only we saw the significant difference in yield. And what we find out when we are applying this 1152O at the rate of 46 kg per hectare, 40 pounds per acre, that increased yield significantly over this recommended NPK alone. I just like to mention, because we have high amount of phosphorus, initial phosphorus and potassium, so we did not apply any kind of, for recommendation, we did not apply any phosphorus and potassium. We just apply 130 pounds of nitrogen. So for when we are applying copper, zinc, and sulfur, or MAP in addition, 40 pounds per acre with recommended NPK, then we are going to increase the, then we, that can increase the yield for only, when we are applying only nitrogen. All these fertilizers, I just like to mention these combinations, they are mid-row banded. So it is just that kind of in between these rows, they are banded for this one, but we did not see any difference in protein content for all these three growing seasons. One thing, another thing that I like to point out, that we have this cumulative rainfall that is really different for 3 years. So that may kind of explain that we have different kind of, we did not see some yield response. In case of different nutrients uptake, for we have seen the significant differences when we, in 2015. For phosphorus uptake, that you can see that we did not see any kind of significant difference, but when we are applying this inoculant with copper, zinc, and sulfur, that Trichoderma species, that kind of has the highest phosphorus uptake. That I like to point out. And we have seen the same kind of thing in case of sulfur uptake and zinc uptake also. So in case of conclusions that I kind of, for this 3 year of data, that we did not see really significant increase in the protein or yield content. But some years, if you are adding in addition of your recommended NPK, if the farmers are adding this 1152O in addition 40 pounds per acre, or copper, zinc, and sulfur, they might increase the yield. So if we have a better wheat price, they can try that one. I think that mineralization of soil organic matter, they are sufficiently supplying this, all those micronutrients. And also that another aspect is that we need to focus on that application of this root inoculant or Trichoderma species that has a kind of impact on this nutrient uptake, or they are going to increase the root biomass, and that kind of helps these plants to access those micronutrients.